if you've been following the Strategy Lab over at MSN, and what I like to keep on bringing that up to you is that it's a great way for you to follow the techniques that we're using, at least as much as we can present in a short journal style, and the transactions that we're doing on a weekly and daily basis and the rationale behind it in between these podcast episodes, because we're only talking once a week here. So I can give you some ideas on what to do, and we can talk about with various guests on what to do. But to really give you the flavor for how we're actually doing some of the structure of portfolios and how, in fact, we are utilizing the outlook and our current strategies that we use for our actual portfolios for our clients with the TDI Managed Growth Strategy and for the clients at Horowitz & Company, that's a great place to take a look. Now, see, Monday, if you look at the journals, if you kind of look back in history and you look at the journals, on Monday, we made a dramatic change. You know, on Monday, I said, these markets are really moving up higher in a very nice way. I mean, we saw, a tremendous bounce from the low 8,000 or mid 8,000s, all the way up, I think it was 17% to the high, right up until the election, right? That was up until Tuesday, the election on Tuesday. And on Monday, I looked very closely to see what was going on. It was clearly at that time, a buy on the rumor, sell on the news, right? Going up until the election, let's get into the market because we don't know what's going to happen after that. And we want to be positioned well and positioned right to catch whatever will happen. And we believe it's going to be positive for the market. What I saw was something different. What I saw was a rally that was dramatically based on just a clear short covering into some fear and panic into the election. But what we saw was really interesting was very low volume. The Dow Jones and the S&P and the NYSE all had very low volume. As a matter of fact, we're continuing to see low volume. And what's that a sign of? That's a sign that there's no commitment by the institutions. That's really no commitment by the individuals.